It's going to make it into, you know, they think that by putting it in the public schools, that that's going to make all the kids go, oh, I hate the Impossible Burger today. It's so good, Mommy. And it's so good for the planet, too. Eating a fake hamburger is not good for the freaking planet. By the by, I had a friend tell me the other day that he went into a big box retailer and his wife bought some straws. And I can't remember what the straws were for. But, you know, I thought straws were bad. Oh, I know what it was. It was the biodegradable. You know, the straws that aren't really straws. And when they got to the checkout, the smarmy, snickety, nose-pierced, tatted-up, aged 55-year-old hippie clerk said, oh, look at you, saving the planet. This set my friend off and went, that's not funny. I wasn't trying to be funny. And the person was trying to be funny. She was trying to be like, what kind of an environmentalist are you? You shouldn't even be using straws. I don't care. They're biodegradable. Straws are bad. Remember, straws are bad, right? All this public pressure to conform to what our environmental bark-humping, frog-licking, tree-humping wackos think is an environmentalist. You know what an environmentalist is? An environmentalist is someone that uses the environment. That's an environmentalist. Farmers are usually pretty good environmentalists. People that have gardens or flowers or, you know, kind of garden around their house are usually pretty good environmentalists. You don't have to go out and sign a petition and sit behind your keyboard and become a ninja whale crusader to be a good environmentalist. But you see how they've changed the narrative? How the Marxian thought process now attaches social action to actual results? You guys have been active in the environment since the late 1960s. How come you keep saying it keeps getting worse? How's that possible? All these new people are all like woke and stuff. Out there buying up biodegradable straws. We saved some turtles this year, too. You know how we saved those turtles, Miss O'Connell? We ate them in turtle soup. They will no longer be in danger of swallowing a plastic bag or bottle. I will personally see to it that a few sea turtles per year are saved from choking on a plastic bag by using them in my own turtle soup. Let's see. Where's my big headline for the... You know, I had this story on Friday from crisismagazine.com. By the by, Crisis has a new editor. Michael Davis Warren is now the editor. And Michael Davis Warren and I are regular. People like being regular. We are regular email correspondents. I think CrisisMagazine.com is going to take a turn. It already has started to take a slight editorial turn at CrisisMagazine.com. Giving the Devil His Due by Paul Kangor. I wrote here in Crisis back in March 2018 about the all-too-common link between mass shooters and fatherlessness. That was in the aftermath of the Parkland, Florida incident. Looking at a list of the worst mass shooters in U.S. history, it was clear that the vast majority came from broken families lacking a consistent biological father throughout their rearing and development. Very few had good, stable dads. That's a sad situation. It's also sad, I noted, that our culture's fundamental transformers are dedicated to a new family structure. Now, I think that this is key here. That, by definition, deliberately excludes dads. Same-sex married mothers are homes without dads. Just like this wacko, Jessica Yannick. Hey, Jessica, you have a Johnson.